Wow, the pressure's on me now to give an inspirational Dhamma talk. So anyway, we'll see what happens. But first of all, we have the opportunity just to have some peace and quiet inside, which is really, really important. It's one of the reasons I say that people get depressed. They don't have enough silence in their life, enough peace. So now, if you'd like just to close your eyes. With your eyes closed, it's the opportunity you can really focus on your body, because you are lessening distractions. Distractions of seeing people coming and going or whatever. Your brain now has more capacity to feel the body. This is called mindfulness of the body. You're aware of it. That's not enough. We also need to be kind to our body, which means if there's an ache or a pain somewhere, please do something about it. Move, adjust, scratch, cough. We turn off our mobile phones, but you're allowed to cough. You're allowed to sneeze. And there's something I say in meditation retreats called volcano effect. It's when people decide they don't want to cough and they hold it in. And the pressure builds and builds. So when they do cough, it's like a volcano going off. They hear it all over Nolamara. And like a volcano, lots of very unhealthy liquids blaze over everybody around you. So don't do volcano effect. If you want to cough, cough. If you want to adjust the body, please do so. It takes a while to get into a comfortable position. And it's not always the same every week. And once you have got the first stage of bodily comfort, go further. So this is where you focus on one part of your body, not the whole body. It may be your bottom, it may be your nose if you've got some hay fever. It may be just the back if you've got an ache in the back. Wherever you've got an irritation, an ache, or a pain, just focus on that as if you're looking at that channel on your body TV set. The back channel or the nose channel. And once you have awareness of that part of your body, that is crucial, to be aware of it, not running away from it. Then you find you can relax that irritation. The mindfulness shows you an indicator, a dial, a meter. Sometimes the irritation gets worse, sometimes it gets less. And you soon learn by the feedback from mindfulness, you soon learn what you need to do to relax that irritation. You relax it some more. And why that irritation gets worse. It's amazing teachings you learn with this practice. You learn that things like fear and control and not wanting and aggression make irritations much worse. Accepting, letting go, being kind, making peace, those type of attitudes turn the meter, the dial, towards more peace, relaxation. You feel better. So start with one part of your body which is irritating, causing a problem, and learn how to relax it. And relax it. If it's a tightness, a pain in the body, imagine that somehow or other there's two ends of a string being pulled, causing a tension inside your muscles or your body, wherever it is. You imagine at both ends being let go, and the string coming to a natural state of looseness. Part of your body which is being pulled this way or that way, it's being released. And it comes to a natural softness in your body. If there's an irritation, imagine it being soothed by some balm or some cool liquid which takes away the irritation. A lot of irritations come from worry. Worry, fear, makes it worse. Try the opposite. And even the most persistent irritations or pain in the body, if you can learn how to open the door of your heart to that part of your body and how it feels, the pain starts to get less. And less and less. You're learning what letting go, kindness, compassion really mean. It's that attitude of mind which takes away the pain, relieves the irritation, relaxes your body. Still relaxing the body, being mindful of how peaceful it is. When I meditate, I stay with my body at least 5 or 10 minutes until my body feels so relaxed. I've never been to a spa, just seen them on pictures, on magazines, on the aircraft. But I can imagine people say, you get so relaxed. This is how you get relaxed without going to a spa. You relax your own body through mindfulness and kindness, and it starts to feel really nice. Once the body is really, really relaxed, only then can you let it go. If there's still stress, irritation somewhere in the body, it will come up to distract you. And even if that's all you do for half an hour, relaxing the body, is half an hour very well spent. If you feel your body is relaxed enough, then you can start to relax your mind. And how do you relax the mind? By finding the part of the mind which is tense, a problem. Maybe something which happened in the past or some problem facing in the future. Be mindful of that. Feel the tightness, the tension, the fear, the problem. And see what makes that tightness, that tension, less intense. What relaxes your anger? What lessens the fear? It's beautiful letting things be, being kind, making peace, and your mindfulness of the irritation or agitation meter in your own mind. You see that calming down and becoming more peaceful. Mindfulness gives you feedback. So just be mindful of your general state of agitation or peace. See how to move the indicator towards more and more peace. relaxing the mind until the thoughts get so soft. You're softening them, calming them. You feel their intensity start to wane, and with it, all of your past and future. Past, it's a waste of time thinking over. You don't learn from the past, you learn from the present. And the future, now is where your future is made. So very softly, rest your attention right here in this present moment. In this moment you usually find your breathing. Just notice your breath in this moment. As you breathe in peace. Breathe out, let go. Breathe peace into your life. Breathe out, let go of any burdens, any sickness, any problems. Let it go with the out breath. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go.
breathing in peace, breathe out, let go. And feel the peace coming. Imagine all the problems or sickness going out. Breathe in peace with everything you've got. Breathe out, let go. Totally. It's getting close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? What's it like inside? How much peace have you breathed in to your body and mind? How much have you let go? Ring the gong 3 times. Please listen to every ringing of the gong. And only after the 3rd ringing starts to vanish, only then open your eyes to end the meditation. Very good. So please make yourselves nice and comfortable again. And those people outside, actually you can hear outside, so it may be even cooler outside than inside, I don't know. They never allow me to go outside. I always have to be up here working. And I think for the camera, you can actually still sit on the sides over here. It's only the front part there. You need to stop people sitting straight in front because of the camera angle. But certainly in here, on these sides, you can sit quite close. Anyway, please come in, everyone, those who are coming in. Very good. Okay, people are, oh no, still a few more, trying to find the space. there's a few spaces around.